views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Hi there. You are listening to the Give Me the Joy Show with me, Lynn Horde. Tune in every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio, where I share very practical, grounded, and not to mention fun ways to reconnect with joy in your life, your work, and your relationships. What does Give Me the Joy make you feel? Do you believe you're meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to go about it? I can help. I'm Lynn Horde, the Joy Coach, founder of Joy School and the Joy at Work programs. Join me as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Give Me the Joy. I am super excited today because we are talking about how to boost your business with joy. So if you are someone who is self-employed, you've got your own business, you know, you've got a small team, or even if you've got a bigger company, but you're consider yourself an entrepreneur, then you might be interested in all of the very nitty-gritty that we're going to be talking about today. Before we get into that lovely stuff, I want to share that today I'm actually doing a giveaway. I am giving away 2 45-minute coaching sessions for entrepreneurs who want to feel more excited and motivated in their business. If you want to grab one of those calls for yourself, call in to my producer, Carter, and you can do that by dialing the number 800-930-2819. All you need to do is leave your name, your email, and your phone number with him. And you don't need to come on live if you don't want to. If you've got a question for me, great, but you don't need to. Just leave your contact information with Carter and I'll be in touch to organize your 45-minute coaching call. Okay, so let's dive into the topic. And I want to talk about how to put joy at the heart. I talk about it as how do you put joy at the heart of your business. And first of all, I want to talk about why would you want to do that? So one of the things I've talked about before is just kind of really recognizing that joy, often people think about joy as a result. So if my business is running well, you know, if I'm getting to do what I want in my business, then I will feel joyful. But I really want to flip that on its head today and let you know that actually joy is like the fuel in your business. Joy can fuel the results that you are looking for. You know, if you're someone who wants to go to bed at night and you know, when you lay your head on the pillow, you're actually saying to yourself, man, I had a good day, or I love working with my clients, or what a fantastic project I got to work on. Joy can actually help you create that result. It can help you feel more satisfied. It can help you feel more fulfilled at the end of the day. And we'll get into some real specific reasons about why that is. And I love talking about this topic because as entrepreneurs, we, and I consider myself an entrepreneur, we get so many opportunities to choose how we create our business. You know, we aren't hamstrung by, you know, working for a boss or working within a structured organization. We have so much flexibility and freedom in what we can choose for ourselves. And the very first thing here is a mindset piece, and it's giving yourself permission to create your business, to create your business experience in the way that you really want to. And it's so many possibilities. It gets me super excited because there's not a lot that we can't choose. Obviously, you might be in different industries, and you know you've got various things that you kind of need to work out within your business. But you know we have so much choice about how we create. So I'm going to get into more really specific because I'm a practical girl, as you guys know. If you've been listening to my show, I'm a practical girl. So we're getting into like what that actually looks like tangibly in your business. But just let's talk about 4 really big reasons why, if you're not currently considering joy in your business, why you might like to. So the question I wonder is, have you ever consciously asked yourself this question, you know, does this bring me joy? So in your business decisions, have you ever thought about, does this make me happy? Do I enjoy this? Or does this bring me joy? So that's kind of the first thing. So if you're someone who hasn't really thought about that, then today's show is going to be super interesting for you. And if you are someone who does, there'll be lots of new ideas in here for you about how you can go about that. So the four main reasons you might want to bring joy or make joy kind of the fuel of your business is because, on a day-to-day basis, you actually get to enjoy your business more. The amount of people that come to me, and that's the very first thing they say, is I don't feel excited about my business, I'm not enjoying my business, I'm not feeling motivated about my business, right? So what they mean is often I'm not enjoying it on a day-to-day basis. And that's what, if we are fueling our business with joy, that's one of the things we can absolutely do. The other thing that joy does, and I'll be explaining why later, is it gives you more energy. You know, as entrepreneurs, man, we got a lot of stuff we got to get done on a day-to-day basis. You know, it's almost never ending. The to-do list never goes down. Like, I totally hear you. I get it. And so we need energy to keep going, right? And so energy is all about, we need energy to stay motivated, to kind of keep moving forward. And joy can really do that for you. And the other thing is, you know, a lot of people, especially, you know, coaches and, I mean, in any industry, I'm sure that you would love to have a sustainable way of working, right? So, I mean, most people have cottoned on to the idea now that, you know, we can't do 10-hour days, we can't not have rest breaks, you know, we really need to find a new way of working that is sustainable. You know, and if you're someone like me who's an entrepreneur and like know that, you know, this is what you're doing for the rest of your life, it's so fundamental for us to put that in place and make sure that how we're working is sustainable. And as I've talked about before, joy is a way of being. It's a way of being in business, and it allows you to be sustainable, because when you're choosing to put joy at the center of your decisions and at the heart of your business, what it actually allows is for you to work in what I call a new paradigm. It's a new way of working that's kind of, it's a shift up in consciousness. It's a way that allows, you know, consciousness, and it allows joy, and it allows flow, and it allows ease, you know, in your business. So it's a real new way of working. It's more of the, you know, pull energy. We're moving towards something rather than, you know, trying to get away from something. It's a real sustainable way of working in this kind of new paradigm shift. And the other really big thing is, what I love about joy is it's a pathway to lasting success, but lasting success on your terms. So this is the beauty of joy. I kind of think about it as your business. So if you're an entrepreneur, you know, your business is an outward expression of your inner essence. You know, your inner essence is joy, and you get to create your business as a reflection of your inner essence. So this is really big picture stuff. So if you are someone who really wants to do it your way, if you want to, if you're a person who really cares about self-actualization and full self-expression, then choosing joy on a day-to-day, moment-to-moment basis will allow you to create this beautiful pathway that will get you lasting success, results, fulfillment, and, you know, inner reward. So, yeah, there's lots of really big reasons for us to choose joy and make it not the end result, and that's what a lot of people think about. They think about joy as an end result rather than actually the thing that will help them create the end result that they're looking for. So, you know, there's four really big reasons, you know, and it can start so simply. I've worked with a woman who is a financial advisor, and it was incredible. We just did an initial session. I've got a 6-part Joyful Business framework, and, you know, I took her through the framework. It was like light bulbs were going off everywhere. I'll be sharing more of the framework with you in the show today. And, you know, she, through talking about this framework and looking at the different areas of her business where she could change things up to bring in more joy, it radically shifted her energy. She changed up her business, and now she has so much more energy, motivation, but she feels really on purpose and like on passion, and she's working in a way that really supports her to keep fueling the joy in her business and creating even greater success for herself. You know, so I think she was working kind of like on one-to-one financial stuff. And then she was like, oh, you know, but my vision isn't so much bigger here. I can actually, you know, support someone with the numbers. I can support them with the mindset. I can support them with their kind of business structure. And it kind of just snowballed. And she was able to make such changes and bring so much joy to her life, her business and also to her clients because she was working in a much greater flow, which I'll also, you know, keep talking about as we go on. You know, and so many people fall into their own businesses, you know, or, you know, like myself, they're someone who's in business because they're pursuing their passion. But what's, you know, it's, I do get really excited about it because when you work for yourself, you know, when you are self-employed, yeah, the sky is really the limit in terms of how you can curate your business in order to bring you, you know, not just better results, but more joy. And that's how I talk about my business quite a lot. I know that, you know, I've consciously curated, you know, my business that allows for more joy. And it takes time. You know, it's not something that necessarily happens overnight. It's something that can take time because it is, as I said, a decision by decision, moment by moment way of building your business. So, you know, these days I get to work with fantastic clients. I love the projects I'm involved in. I have a variety of ways of working in my business from, you know, one-to-one to online courses, to some live events, you know, and for me as a person, that really works to my strengths. That's, you know, the way I want to structure my business, you know, and structuring your business and is one of the things that we'll go on to talk about. So you have all of these options and you can consciously curate your business, which, and I just love that idea. So, I mean, you know, if you're listening, have a think about like how well at this moment have you consciously curated your business? I ran a workshop around this stuff actually just yesterday, and it's like really having an assessment. So if you were to ask yourself the question, so how much joy is there in my business right now? You know, if you're from 0 to 100, so 0 being none, 100% being, you know, it's like ridiculously joyful, I probably couldn't manage it any more joy. And if that is you, fantastic. You know, where are you in on that spectrum from 0 to 100%? Because, you know, joy, obviously, we often think about that as a concept, but it's really tangible. It's really tangible. And I encourage you to stay listening today because I'll share those tangible things. So where are you on the joy levels in your business right now? And can you identify some of the gaps? When we're going to go to a break in a second, but when we come back, I'll start to share with you some of the different ways that you can really do this. I'm going to talk to you about my joy-fueled business engine. So it's a great way of thinking about how to fuel your business with joy, and I've got a really practical example for you. So I will be back to share that with you in just a second.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern, and for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Hey there, welcome back to Give Me the Joy. Today we are talking about how joy, you can use joy to boost your business and get success on your terms and in a way that brings you not just external reward but internal reward as well. So, question for you, do you feel excited about your business? You know, this is really important and I'm going to go on to tell you why. So, do you feel excited about your business and do you feel motivated on a regular basis? Look, we all have times when we don't feel motivated in our business and that's obviously very normal because we're not robots and we aren't just little Energizer bunnies running on battery. You know, we have periods of high energy and periods of low energy, and particularly, you know, as women, we have obviously our cycles kind of play into that as well. But on a day-to-day basis, like how much motivation and excitement do you feel about what you're doing in your business? So that matters because it's actually the things that drive what I call your business engine. So I'm going to get you to imagine a circle in your mind right now. So at the top of the circle is what I call vision, okay? So I'm going to run through this quickly and then go a bit deeper. So the top of the circle is vision. On the bottom right-hand side is what I call intrinsic motivation. And then on the bottom left-hand side is inspired action. And they work like a circle with arrows kind of feeding back into each one. So an arrow from vision to intrinsic motivation, another one from there to inspired action, another one back to vision. So if we want to be more excited, more motivated, more inspired, and feel more joy in our business, the very first place we've got to start is, and this is the place I start with every client who comes to me, is how in touch and how clear is your business vision? It doesn't matter how big it is. It doesn't matter how far ahead you're thinking. You know, I've had clients who think out 5 years or others who think, you know, their life's work legacy kind of level. And I have others who are much more comfortable with like the next 12 months. What are my goals? What's my vision for that time frame? But it's really important that you are super clear about it. You know, how clear are you about what it is you're trying to create in the world? And the even more important thing here is how connected to it are you? Like how much does it matter to you as an individual? You know, in terms of what you want to create in the world or what you want to, you know, the legacy you want to leave or the impact you want to have on people. So really understanding your vision is a crucial piece in terms of, you know, allowing joy into your business and feeling excited about that business, people. Like that, we've got to feel excited about what we're trying to create in the world. You know, and even if your business isn't, for instance, you know, joy is my life's work. So, you know, I'm kind of in my purpose and in my passion. But even if yours is not quite on there, there are still a lot of ways where you can connect with what's the impact I want to make on the world and how can I bring that into the vision. So it's something you've got to really, really sit and have a think about. So that's where we start. So an analogy I like to use is imagine you are a sprinter on the blocks. You know, we're at the Olympics and we're at the blocks and we're waiting for the gun to be fired. So that ability to push off those blocks is what gets those runners into momentum. And the blocks is like our vision. It's the thing that really gives us desire to move forward. So, you know, obviously we're not doing a physical run, but the desire, our desires is what draws us forward. So how, you know, so if you don't connect with the idea of vision, the other way I talk about it is like, how connected are you to your desires? You know, those deep feelings in your belly that get you both excited and a little bit nervous or anxious, you know, about the thing that you want to go and create or the goals you want to achieve in the world. So that's kind of the really first part. So vision is this kind of the piece that gets us off the blocks. And when you get stuck in business, which we inevitably do, you know, that's the first port of call, okay? Like, this first question to ask, you know, am I feeling connected to my vision? Is it clear? And am I connected? And am I excited about it? It was really great in the workshop I mentioned that I did just yesterday. A woman said to me, I know my vision so well. Like, I'm super connected to it. She said, and I brought it back down recently and made a plan for the next 12 months. She's like, I look at it and it makes my heart sink. And I'm like, right, in that case, I really recommend you revisit your vision from a place of curiosity and playfulness, okay? So just, you know, a place of possibility. What can I create that is a step toward that bigger vision, okay? So how clear is it? How connected are you? And how excited by it are you? So that's the first piece in the whole fueling your business engine through joy. So the reason that vision's great, it gets us off the blocks, but then what keeps us going, and this is one of my favorite topics at the moment, is intrinsic motivation. So for those of you who've not heard that intrinsic motivation before, just really quickly, so intrinsic motivation is when we want to do it, we do a task because we enjoy it or we are interested in it. So the motivation comes from within, the internal joy or the internal interest. The other one, which is often how people operate in the world, is we are motivated by extrinsically, so external motivation. And the two main ways for that is like external reward. So that's like, you know, a paycheck or a bonus or some form of approval, you know, recognition. So that's like an external reward. And also we can be motivated because we're trying to avoid a negative consequence. You know, so we are motivated to do a great job because we don't want to get flack from our boss, as an example there. So what's beautiful, and hopefully you can see this, is that with intrinsic motivation, you know, we can self-fuel through enjoyment, joy, interest, and excitement. And I just absolutely love this concept. It is like ridiculous that we're not everywhere in the world fueling ourselves in any way we can through this whole intrinsic motivation. You know, if you're someone listening who's out in the work world, like that's, go and play with that idea. Like, how am I and how are my staff, you know, how are we fueling them in an intrinsically motivated way? Because intrinsic motivation gives you energy. Okay. So if we're talking about an engine, we've got the vision turns, you know, kind of starts the engine, and then we've got to get it going. The energy that keeps the engine running is this motivation. You know, we need to keep moving forward as entrepreneurs, you know, and we need to be able to self-fuel that because we don't have a lot of the external things that are happening. So that's why it's so important for us to do the whole intrinsic motivation thing. So we've got that energy, like we're moving forward. And then another really crucial piece in this circle, so is the inspired action, okay? So we've got the vision to move us forward. We've got motivation, you know, to be making progress and keep us moving forward. But then are we taking the right action? So inspired action, when I talk about inspired action, I'm talking about the specific choices or tasks or, you know, projects that are going to move you forward towards your bigger vision, but they're not necessarily mentally led. Like it's an internal intuitive, or I kind of think of it as divine inspiration as well. You know, you're allowing that inspired action to come through. So, you know, one of the things I used to do quite a lot before I moved into this way of working was, you know, you use your mind. It's very normal. It's kind of how we're taught. You know, this is the logical goal, you know, these are the logical steps, but there can often be more creative and more, you know, fun ways and more, and I'd say in some ways shortcuts, that allow us to really move forward in a much more like fun and exciting way. And this is through what I call kind of inspired action. You know, and you can tell the difference. Like, I mean, if there's, you know, things in your business that, you know, are routine and you're like, oh, man, you know, I don't really like that and it's kind of, it's boring, you know, I would encourage you to go, well, how can I bring inspired action into this? Whether that's, and there's lots of different ways with that. You know, you can change things up. You can do it a different way. You can bring something in that allows for more joy. You know, someone often, the thing people often ask me about is like, Lynn, I don't like doing my accounts. I'm like, okay. All right. So I was like, the first question to ask is, can you delegate your accounts? And they're like, no, you know, maybe I don't have enough money to do that right now, or I don't want to. And I'm like, okay, so how can you make doing your accounts an enjoyable experience? You know, and I've done this myself. So I will put on some music, you know, I will, you know, maybe have a glass of wine. I promise that doesn't influence my tallying ability. Put on some music, just make it like a pleasant experience. Like you can go and do it somewhere nice, for instance, take you off to a nice hotel and kind of work in the lobby. So there are always ways that you can inject more joy. I mean, this is not a business example, but a client that I've worked with, she was like, oh, I really don't like hoovering, so vacuuming. And I said, okay, well, what are some things that you do enjoy me doing? She's like, I really love listening to music. I'm like, all right, well, how about we combine the two? So she went away, and the next time she did the hoovering, she put in her music, and she's like, oh, my Lord, Lynn, it was just such a better experience. She's like, I literally hoovered and danced all over the house and had a great time. I was like, such a good example of how we can, you know, bring in the things that we enjoy into something to infuse more joy into things that we may not enjoy so much. So that's just an idea. And it's really just have a think about, like, what are the parts that I don't enjoy so much and what could I bring in to allow me to enjoy that some more? So that's some inspired action. And what's brilliant about that is inspired action keeps us moving forward. Like it gives us progress. It gives us, you know, whether it's short-term results, medium, long-term results, that inspired action keeps moving us forward. So it's kind of like that whole engine keeps fueling, because when we can see ourselves making progress, as humans, we love to see ourselves being able to make progress. So when we can see that after our inspired action, it kind of fuels us back in. We're reconnected to the vision. Then we get back into, oh, I've got energy. I'm motivated to keep moving forward. And that through that engine, we keep getting through to momentum. So that's the, I call it the joy-fueled business engine. So your vision, intrinsic motivation, and then your what inspired action are you taking? So I wanted to talk about that a little bit. And then in the next segment, what I'm really going to be excited to speak about is I'm going to introduce you to my joyful business framework. So when we're back from the break, we'll get into that. See you in a sec.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. as a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough. Overcome life's greatest challenges and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Hey, hey, welcome back to Give Me the Joy. Just a quick reminder, I'm doing a giveaway today. So I'm giving away two 45-minute coaching sessions for the entrepreneurs of you out there who want to feel more excited and motivated in their business. So if you want to grab one of those for yourself and have a chat with me, all you have to do is call into Carter, my producer, on 800-930-2819. Leave your name, email, and phone number with him so you don't have to come on live if you don't want to. But if you've got a question, love to hear it. So leave your contact details with him and I'll be in touch to organize your 45-minute coaching session. So we are back and I want to share with you, so this is my Joyful Business Framework Part 1. So my brain works in processes and I did laugh because I've been doing this joy thing for quite a few years now, and it was funny because I hadn't actually come up with a structure to share with people how to build business into how to build joy into your business. So this is only earlier this year came up with this. So I've been really enjoying sharing this around with people and seeing the ahas they get when they see a tangible way to look at how do I bring more joy in. So let's start at the top. So I want you to imagine that you've got a circle and it's divided into six pies, a bit like if you were playing on Trivial Pursuit board, for those of you old enough to know Trivial Pursuit, the little pie pieces. So you've got six of those and they make a circle. And in the middle is this little heart with the word joy in it, because having joy at the heart of your business. So if we're in that circle, so the three pieces of pie at the top, let's talk about them. So we've got clients, vision, and business structure. So this is three of six parts of this framework. So in the last segment, I touched on vision and I shared, again, that's where I start with all my clients. You know, if you're feeling demotivated and lacking excitement in your business, I'd encourage you to start there as well. So vision is we need to feel clarity about what our business vision is. What are we trying to create? What's the impact we're trying to have? We need to feel connected to it. So how often are you connecting to it? How connected do you feel to it? And we need to feel excited about it. So, you know, so does that vision actually fill you with excitement and maybe a little bit of nerves, like fun nerves, butterfly nerves, in your belly about the idea of creating that, okay? So that's the vision piece. That's where we'd start. So on the right-hand side, then we've got business structure. So this has got a couple of different levels. So if we're trying to put more joy into our business, some of the things we want to look at is, for instance, what is my business model? And you know, there's lots of fun ways to play with this because it's like, how do you work best as a person? What do your clients need from you? Are you an introvert or an extrovert? And what are your strengths? So there's a lot that goes into like choosing your business model. And of course, it's not a simple thing. You know, I've tried a couple of different business models to get to the one where I am now. So for myself, you know, I know that I do both one-to-one work, but I also have some group programs and I have some in-person stuff. And I do that because that fits all of the ways that I want to work, you know. So I love doing the deep dive stuff, but I love the group setting as well. And last year I did a lot of one-to-one work and very little group, and I realized at the end of it, I was like, oh no, this is not quite right for me. You know, so it's working with your intuition and your inner senses, you know, and your levels of fulfillment, and they will give you the nudges whether things kind of need to change up or not. You know, and I don't know if you know wealth dynamics, but you know, there are different, obviously we're all on different parts of the spectrum. So if you're more of an introvert person, you might prefer to have more of an online business. If you're an extrovert, you might prefer to do more live events. So it's like figuring out what business model works for you, because that allows you to be in more flow, you know, and also allows obviously to bring more joy into your business. So other things that fit under business structure are the services or offerings, you know, or products that you're providing for your clients, you know, and are they structured in a way that works for you, that allows you to work in your greatest flow, that relies on your strengths, and that also, of course, service your clients in the way that they need. So it's a really interesting one. As an example, as part of my coaching packages, I used to give email support, and I still do to a degree. But what I realized was that, you know, when I would open my emails, and this is an example of where, you know, something could be draining or making you feel heavy. When I would open my emails and read, I was happy to get the email from the client, but the idea of having to sit there and take all the time to respond, because, you know, as a writer, I like to make it really good. So I'm like, oh, that, does that sound okay? And, you know, I work through all of that when I'm doing it. What I recognized, though, was if I did an audio response, right? So rather than send an email, but actually did an audio response, man, that was way better for me. I was in flow. I could just kind of talk freely and creatively without getting stuck in, does that sound right? Because on an audio, it doesn't necessarily need to. You know, I could get things back faster to my clients, and I usually had even better ideas because I was in a state of flow. So that's kind of an example of like, how do you work best, and how are you creating what you're offering around your strengths? So that's an example. You know, when it comes to one of the reasons I knew I wanted to do group programs is because I am a great, what you call, responder. So I'm really good at answering people's questions on the spot. Like, that's kind of one of my strengths. So, you know, that's something that works really well in a group kind of program, when you have group calls. You know, people come on, you have a challenge, you know, and we talk it through. So, and I know that that's part of my strength. So I have created a product in my business around that ability. So it's looking at things like that. Where are your strengths, and what kind of services and packages are you offering? And again, back to that question, like, does it bring you joy? Do all of those parts of it, you know, excite you? Yes, and again, so the other piece in there is like how you work. So, you know, in terms of structure, which we'll get into in another section, like how do you work best? Like, that's a great question to ask yourself. How do you work best? Is it with people, on your own, a combination of both? You know, so I just encourage you to get really curious about that, because it's a really fun thing to figure out. And the last piece in the business structure there is to ask yourself, like, where do you work best, and what different environments facilitate, you know, different ways of thinking for you? So, I mean, this is a piece that people often underestimate. So our environments make a big difference to how inspired and excited that we feel. You know, it is a powerful way to kind of shift up your energy. So, for instance, you know, my desk in my home office, you know, it's got lots of color, it's got, you know, crystals, it's got lots of colored pens, you know, things that I actually enjoy looking at. And if I need to think creatively, you know, I'll go out to a cafe, because the buzz and just the change of scene really allows me to kind of think at a higher level. So it's looking at that as well. So have a look at where you work, the environment you work in. Are you happy working alone? Do you need to be able to be around people? Like, I've got a friend who's always going to co-working spaces, because she's like, Lena, I go nuts by myself at home all the time. So it's just thinking about those kinds of things. So that's all underneath business structure, you know, and it's really important just to think about that. So it's like, how does your business model work for you? Does it work for you? And how could you bring more joy and more excitement into those pieces? So this is the top of the circle. So we've talked about vision, we've talked about business structure and the different kind of sub elements under that. And then the next thing to go over and talk about is clients. Look, we don't have a business without clients. And, for, you know, most of us really want to serve our clients in the best way that we can. You know, so there's lots of fun to be had, you know, with client stuff. And it's really cool to think about who is your ideal client. Who are the people that you really enjoy working with? And I've got a phrase here I want you to consider. It's a phrase I came up with that really, to me, encapsulated what it feels like when you get to work with the coolest people ever. So the phrase is, are you working with clients that and you're experiencing the phrase reciprocal delight? Not a word we may not always associate with our work, but it's something I'd really love you to think about. So when you work with your clients, do you feel reciprocal delight? What that looks like is, are you, you know, when you're on the phone with them or when you're in a meeting with them, as an example, you know, are you like, oh, you know, I really enjoy working with you. You know, it's, I'm so pleased that you're part of my business day. You know, I really like you as a person. You know, there's lots of things that you could say within that. But do you actually go, oh, I'm excited to see that person today or speak to that person today or work with that person today? And vice versa. So whether you're, so obviously I'm, as a coach, you know, I do talking with my clients, but maybe you're delivering products. So are people who are using your products, you know, or your services, you know, I mean, are they delighted by what you're offering? You know, are they going, you know, are they recommending you? Are they, you know, just over the moon with what your product or your service allows them to do? So it's that idea of reciprocal delight. So do we have an even exchange here, or an exchange of like fun, excitement, goodwill, I think you're really cool kind of energy? So it's a really fun way to think about it. So reciprocal delight. And this is a little bit back on the business structure, but also with this one, have a think about with the client stuff is, you know, how do you like to work with your clients? You know, I mentioned it a little bit with under business structure was around, you know, are you a one-to-one person? Are you a group person? You know, what does that, because of that, of course, ties into it. And where do you find your clients? You know, where does your ideal client live? And how do you reach out to them? So there's all of those things to think about. So again, we're talking about the joyful business framework. Okay. So it's the really practical way of infusing your business. So this is part one, and we've talked about vision, business structure, and clients. So I'm going to go to a break in a second. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the bottom half of this circle and the three pieces of the pie in that. So we'll come back and talk about the part two of the joyful business framework. I'll see you in a second.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Hey gang, welcome back to Give Me the Joy. So we're talking about how joy can boost your business, and we are back to talk about the second part of the Joyful Business Framework. So just to recap, so we talked about if you're thinking about a circle, it's got six pieces of pie, or a pie that's got six pieces cut out of it. We just finished talking about the top three, which were vision, business structure, and clients. So now we're going to talk about schedule, marketing, and decision-making. So let's start with the big one, because marketing is a thing that I talk about a lot with my clients. So when it comes to marketing and joy, you know, some of the things you might be saying is, I just don't like marketing. I really don't enjoy it at all. You know, I hate showing up to do marketing. I feel like I'm talking to thin air. You know, there's lots of things that you could be saying about your marketing, but often the feeling behind it is, oh, you know, I have to do marketing, really? I don't want to do marketing. So I totally get that, okay? I've experienced that in my business before and I get it. So when it comes to bringing more joy into your marketing, there's lots of different things that you can play with. But the questions are, how are you in your natural flow when communicating about the work you do? So that's the first question. What we're looking at is things like, are you a writer? Are you a speaker? Do you like being on video? Are you more of a Facebook person? Do you prefer kind of direct mail? Like what kind of ways do you prefer to communicate that feel easier for you? You know, I'm a writer, but I also enjoy speaking. So I can do both, which is great. And I often opt for video because I find it, again, like I mentioned earlier, video allows me to be a bit freer with allowing myself to kind of just intuitively talk around a framework. Whereas you know, with writing, I feel like I need to get every word right, so that can slow me down. So what is your natural flow if you were to think about that in terms of marketing? So, you know, the other thing that often comes up is, oh, there are so many ways that I could market. There are so many platforms out there, you know. And one of the fundamentals of putting joy in your business is what we're looking to create is more simplicity, more ease, and more flow, okay? So, I mean, maybe you're starting out in business and you're like, oh, I think I need to be everywhere. Or maybe, you know, you're more advanced in business but you're not enjoying the platforms that you're using. And it's like, well, have a look at what do you consider to be the best platforms that you're at? You know, which ones are your clients at, of course, because we've got to look at it that way as well. You know, where do your clients hang out? And then how do you best utilize those platforms? You know, if maybe you're an Insta story person or you're a visual Instagrammer kind of thing. You know, I spend most of my time on Facebook where I've got some groups and I do Facebook Lives because that just works best for me. I do have a blog as well, but I kind of, it takes a lot more time. So I tend to do that less than the other ways of marketing. So we talked about natural flow, kind of best platforms, but here's the really important one, guys. We're talking about joy here, okay? So we're talking about how do I put joy into my business? So when you're sharing your message, it does need to be clear, but most importantly, it needs to be sharing your passion. You know, you guys probably, you know already, what it's our energy that actually people attracts people are attracted to our energy. So it's so important to be considering, like, when I'm out there marketing, am I actually sharing my passion? Am I sharing my excitement for this topic that I'm talking about, or my interest in the product, or my excitement about what this can do for you as my client or someone who's going to buy my product or service? You know, and I have this conversation quite regularly because we often get stuck on the detail of it. But guys, come back to what energy are you coming at your marketing with? You know, you can, if you can find the joy and the excitement and the passion in what you're sharing, that just increases your ability to, you know, broadcast and magnetize people to you immensely. So that's the question. Like, am I actually sharing my passion for this, for what I'm kind of sharing out there? And if not, come back to those other things. It's like, right, well, why do I want to share this? You know, what is exciting about this for me? Again, it could be the actual thing. It could be what the benefits of it is, you know, how it can impact your clients. But it's really important to come back to what energy am I sharing behind the message that I'm sharing? And what makes that fun, you know, that makes it much more fun and easy and flowing. You know, from when I remember back in my early days of business, I tried all the platforms, you know, I was trying to do all the things. You know, but now I'm more of like, well, what message do I want to share today? So that's kind of the question I ask myself. I'm really lucky. I don't lack for ideas. I always have an idea on the go, or several usually. So I'm like, oh, okay, I'll share about that today. And then I'm just like, well, which platform do I want to share it on? You know, is it Facebook Live? I'm really intrigued by Insta Stories. I'm so going to try that very soon. But that's the key there, guys, is really, are you sharing your passion around your marketing? And that's how we infuse joy for you as the marketer, and also for your clients in the receiving end of that. So that's the marketing. So then let's talk about schedule. I love a bit of scheduling. This is the part that surprises a lot of people when I share it with them, because who would think that you could use your schedule to kind of plan joy into your business? I mean, I talk about this in the same way in your life or your day-to-day business. You know, you can use your schedule to plan things in. So if you're an entrepreneur, some of the things you might want to look at is, you know, are you planning in holidays? Guys, really crucial. You know, if you want a sustainable business, you've got to be having breaks. You know, we are not robots. Got to have a break. So that's my takeaway tip for today. If you haven't got a holiday planned, go and plan a holiday. And so the other thing to think about is, how are you scheduling your days, your weeks, and your year? Like, you know, I have client calls Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and not all day, but kind of like half days around the place, because, you know, I don't like a packed week. You know, that doesn't make me feel spacious, and it doesn't make me feel, you know, free and ability and able to do other things and have creative ideas and work on projects. So how are you structuring your week in a way that works for you? You know, also in your schedule is, you know, how are you injecting your self-care practices into that? You know, so are you considering around, you know, when am I going to the gym? Am I taking a lunch break? You know, when am I having some mindful breaks? If you're a person who works at your desk, you know, are you getting up and getting out to your, having a cup of coffee or a cup of tea? You know, and the other thing to really think about here, I like to think about, are you scheduling space into your business? You know, it could be space to breathe, to think, to be, to dream. It could be space to feel like you're the CEO working on your business, not in your business. You know, so there's lots of ways you can look at scheduling there. And it's really fun. Like, just look at all parts of, you know, we have to organize our days, our weeks, and our years. So when you're making those scheduling decisions, again, like, you know, is this supporting me having more joy in my business and supporting my well-being in my business? So the last piece of this six-part puzzle pie joyful framework is decision-making. And when it comes to joy, you know, joy is a feeling. It lives in the body. So when we're making decisions for our business, it's about, are you embodied? Are you grounded? Are you in your body, in your business, and making intuitive decisions, you know, inspiration-led decisions around your business? That does take, you know, self-trust and it takes understanding your values. And again, the amazing thing about that is it allows you to make your own path. So we talked about earlier about joy as a path to success in your way. And it all starts with that decision making on a day-to-day basis. So that's the final part of the Joyful Business Framework. So that last half was around marketing, scheduling, and decision making. So hopefully, you know, you've got lots of ideas and inspiration, and you can see how there are so many parts of your business, and this is great. You know, there are so many opportunities within your business that you can find ways to infuse joy, and it's, you know, so exciting. And anyway, if you're someone who's listening, I'd love to hear how this might have inspired you and given you ideas for how you can do that yourself. So it's almost time for us to wrap up today. So thanks for being with me and tuning into the Give Me the Joy show. If you're someone in business for themselves and you'd like some practical support for how to put joy into your business, then get in touch and let's have a chat about how I might be able to help you. You can email me at hello@lynhord.com. So you can catch the show every second and fourth Thursday of the month, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. UK time. And the next show, if you're interested, is I'll be talking about how to use joy to put the spark back in your relationships. So thanks again for joining me today. Until next time, follow your joy. It will show you the way, my friend. So take care and bye-bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to the Give Me the Joy show, which airs every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. In this hit show, I share very practical, very grounded, and not to mention fun ways to reconnect with joy in your life, work, and relationships. As a certified coach and facilitator, I support individuals and businesses to harness the power of joy to create positive, lasting change in all areas. For more information or to listen to the show, visit lynhord.com.